Boing, boing.
Thing's not on. The screen's, sir?
I see you.
Hey! Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. Look who's here.
I'm here.
Aaron Berg.
I sat down in the chair, and it was too high, and I go, who the hell was sitting here? A goddamn honger midget? So luckily, I was able to bump it back down and sit at an appropriate height. That monitor's off, but it doesn't matter.
No.
Big day. I'm driving home the other night on Woodhaven Boulevard. Coming off the LIE, guess who's in front of me?
On Woodhaven Boulevard off the... I have no idea.
I feel like I'm going to throw up.
What did you do? I think
I ate my bagel too quick.
Too quickly? Is it... There we go. Now, hey, there we are, buddy. We're on two screens.
I got to slow down so I don't throw up.
Dude, when I eat too quickly and I'm old,
Too
quickly?
Yeah.
I get a gag reflex, let it go, and like I can't eat anymore or drink until I like throw it up. It's like over for me. It happens like once every couple months, but
it's bulimia.
It's weird. No, I don't mean like I sit there and dry heave like my guts up, but like it gets stuck in my throat. I don't know why. I don't know why we're on this. I apologize.
I don't know.
And it's terrifying. It's like something's wrong with me. I'm gonna die.
I was coughing all morning. Then I had an incident last night. I hit my wife. I told the guys.
You didn't even tell us it was on the... You went from guess who I was behind to and I hit my wife. You can't...
I hit my wife. So she got upset. She's yelling at me. I'm putting the dishes away. Right. And I go, where do these bowls go? Because we don't have enough space for them. So she goes, let me do it! And yelled at me like that and pushed me out of the way. So I went... and smacked her on the ass.
Ah,
pretty hard. Pretty hard.
You're saying it wasn't the affectionate slap in the ass. It started affectionate, but on the way up, you're like, fuck this. And you kind of put a little something extra into it.
That'd be it. Okay. And then I grabbed the frying pan once I knew she was weaker and took her from the left.
So
I
did stunned frying her.
Yeah.
Stunned her.
And then after that, I grabbed the dog. Hang him up, and I go, bite face. And he bit the face.
Train the dog to bite face.
Yeah, and then I did choke, which is an emotion.
That's an emotion that
you... slapped on the ass, and she lost it. She goes, you hit me! And I go, I smacked her ass, and she goes, that was aggressive. I go, that was aggressive. And
did you do angry fuck again?
No,
that's what happened
I didn't.
Last time.
But she seems like she's kind of I've earned myself a little bit of respect. I get why people do this.
Idiot would just repeatedly hit a woman? What kind of
I really get it. I mean, she has a history of it.
Right.
But I get it. I get it now.
What do you,
I used to be, you don't hit women. That was my rule.
I thought you're still like that.
I was getting no respect.
Is there a punchline here? Where is he going?
So
with
now,
this? Your Honor, Your Honor,
I'm thinking if there's no bruising, I think you're good to go.
So the line between domestic violence and just communication is bruising.
Well, I hate to say this, and this sounds
you already said it.
This sounds
you're
horrible.
Enjoying every minute of every word coming out of your mouth.
Boy, does it make you feel like a man. It's because like you're repressing this the whole time,
no.
And it's like your wife or your partner will push you, and they'll push you, and you're like, man, I wish I could hit them, but you never can unless you do. And then once you do, it's just
Aaron!
It's very freeing.
It's free until you go to jail.
Oh, she
and
got
then
upset.
Your car's
I thought already. About it. There was a minute where she went upstairs and she goes, do not talk to me. I'm going to sit upstairs. She sat upstairs well, and I sat
and
on
was
the
that
couch.
Was that punishment for you? Was that supposed to punish you?
Yeah, she put me in timeout. That's what it is.
Right.
And then I'm thinking, I might go to jail for this.
Really? Was there?
Well, I was thinking if she calls the cops, they're going to come and then they're going to say what happened. I'm going to say I slapped my wife's ass. Right. And then they would say, you need to go stay somewhere else tonight. So I would have come to your house.
Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah.
I'm on 104th and 5th.
But yeah, I'll stop by next time I need to get stabbed walking to the 6th train. So and then she came down. We talked. I mean, our relationship has evolved a great deal since I hit her. Now there's this... There's this respect
right.
Where she knows the strength.
Some women.
This was a slap.
I will.
And it was, I'm a strong dude.
Without a doubt.
I'll put a fucking hurting on you.
And you have a low center of gravity. So if you're, it's one thing if you're punching, but if you're coming from below and using
yeah.
legs,
yeah.
you're getting fucking some oomph
yeah.
into that motherfucker.
Yeah. So we talk, and then I was like, I go, look, she'd been hit before by other guys. So I'm trying to hit a place that hadn't been hit before. And so I can't explain.
Because you're saying the memory was...
You can't apologize because it's like, look, you know it's a little wrong, but it did shake some sense into her. So
did you try shaking sense?
No, I didn't.
She's not a baby.
But I felt bad, and I felt a little regretful. And she goes, I don't care about your guilt. We had a big open discussion about it. And
she had a big open wound on her
No,
chin.
So then it's, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I will say this, and I know you're kidding. I know you're kidding. But some women need you to be dicks to them sometime.
Yeah.
They do. Because, and I'll say this, and my ex, Sarah, she needed, and I wouldn't be a dick to her. Like, I really am. Like, I've said this or I'll say it again. In the relationship, I'm always the bitch. I'm like, I'm doing my thing. I don't care. It'll work out. I'll make it work. But there were times she was just being an absolute cunt.
Yeah.
And I didn't fucking call her out. I'm like, all right, that's fine. I was basically a cuck, not like an old school cuck like we're seeing nowadays.
Yeah.
But I would just let it go. I'm like, look, and I would say, look, I'm not going to yell at you. You know what you did wrong. And she, but she was like, and so like, if I really had, you know, just fucking given her a little rap on that fucking sweet little fucking ass if that Jew is having his way. What?
So that's it. I did that. Then I'm like, is it going to be an issue? When can I do it again? These are all important questions. And then she FaceTimed her mom, and she goes, Aaron smacked me. And,
did she say smacked?
She did say smacked.
And didn't say on the ass. She just said smacked.
And then she goes, on the ass, but it was too hard. And I was standing there. I go, yeah, I'm in the
doghouse. This was a whole thing.
I go, I'm in the doghouse right now. I went out and
did
got
your
her.
Your father jump on the phone and say, I'm proud of you, son.
Yeah, he did. He goes, good. I don't think my dad would approve of it. But it was good. It's good. So I look forward to the next time
I
can
do it.
Do
you feel like you're in a whole new, you get through that, you know, and now you're in a new space in the relationship?
Yeah.
And what is her emotion? Fear?
Shaky. Bruised. So it's good. I feel, you know, it wasn't a hit, but it was like,
it was aggressive.
Little, how's your father?
And then she said, I don't know. He
it's
left.
Aggressive,
when,
yeah.
She said he left when I was
her
a
father
child.
Used to hit her, so that's why it's.
What do you mean hit her? My dad
hit her. Father hit her, and she dated some drug addict that
So you're just, you know, taking her back to a place she's familiar with.
Yeah, and I forgot. I forgot her dad. Choked her, I think, once.
What?
Yeah, he felt that emotion as well.
He was that choked. Emotional? Yeah. He was one of those emotional chokers?
Not easy. Marriage ain't easy. No. But it gets better. When you go through the hard stuff, you feel more... Well, I feel more distant now. But
why?
Because I don't like it. I don't like going through emotions.
Right.
It makes me feel distant.
Yes. And now, do you have therapy today or tomorrow?
Today.
You, now, obviously.
I have to tell him about
that's the top of the slate.
Does he call Child Protective Services?
No, do you go like this? He goes, do you tease, want you to know, my father's proud of me.
Yeah.
And I hit my stupid wife. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
Two things today, Doc.
Two things. Get the big
my father's proud of me. Second, I'm going to need your number memorized so I can call you from Rikers.
I think you should, like, kind of pin it on him and be like, look, my dad's proud of me. I know I'm a good person. And that's why I had no qualms about slapping my wife aggressively on the ass.
So I slapped her on the ass. I feel good about it. I think she's good. She hugged me in the middle of the night.
Well, did means, she?
Yeah.
Was she hugging you, or was she clenching you to keep your arms in?
Arms
you
in.
Couldn't really. Yeah. She's like, I love you.
But now I get why guys do it. Because... it's just, wow. This feels
really?
Great. Yeah, because really? You always hold it in.
Let me ask you.
And you get angry.
Okay, so here's the
could you just imagine if you're one of those guys that just rah right in the face, how good you'd feel?
That makes an incredible Hulk 1970s sound. Let me ask you. So you're slapping her, right? You start here.
Yeah.
As you get here, are you slowing down or speeding up?
Oh, speeding up.
All right, see, that's aggressive.
Yeah.
Although, I think...
it was aggressive. There was no qualm about it.
I think if you slow down there, you're fucked. Because if you slow down, she gets that impact. And she knows that in the middle of the swing, you're like, he fucking had to pull back. He was hitting me. But if you speed up, you're like, yeah, you like that, bitch. And I think that actually buys you some... respect, for lack of a better
word.
That's
what I feel. I feel like I've got respect in the house now.
Wouldn't it be great if cops,
and I feel,
if cops just came in and arrested you and walked you out of here? I had to wait till I was safe. I had to wait till he was gone.
And I feel guilt that I should buy her something.
What are you going to buy her?
Nothing. because I'm smart enough to know that if I were to buy her something, I would be giving in to the cycle of abuse.
What?
That's the cycle of abuse.
Buying shit?
Oh, yeah. You smack her on the ass, then you buy her stuff to make up for it. I know. I'm not abusive.
I'll have to ask my friend if she hadn't gotten any gifts the past. All right. Now, all that said, and that's great, you never told us who you were behind on Woodlawn.
Oh, Line of Duty Cigars guy. I was driving. There's a Line of Duty Cigars.
Let's go back to him and your wife. I was hoping it was someone famous.
No, it was the Line of Duty Cigars guy.
Our guy, our boy, he's coming back?
I guess. I didn't talk to him. He was driving ahead of me. You know, I don't...
How do you know it's him?
Because it was a Line of Duty Cigars truck. He's a small operation.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we should reach out to him.
You should have pulled him over and got some sticks.
Ari's here today, our booker.
Who I never met before.
Yeah, he's...
I thought he was a local drunk. I'm like, hey, buddy.
He's in there dovening right now.
Dovening?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Hebrew praying.
It's called dovening?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, interrupt him for at least 15 minutes.
Really? So when you're at the... Does he...
Circumcising himself.
So that's what they do at the Wailing Wall? They're dovening?
Yeah, they wail.
They wail, but they're dovening at
the... Yeah, they're dovening.
Have you ever been to the Wailing Wall?
Yeah.
See, you are... You see, I went to Catholic school growing up.
Hit my wife there.
I put her head through the fucking wailing. I wailed on her in front of the wall.
You put notes in the cracks? I did that with her face.
What is that?
That's like a prayer to God. You write a prayer to God. You put the note in the crack.
Oh, they said the oats in the cracks. I'm sorry.
Oats? What am I, fucking a cereal?
Cereal. You're a cereal hitter.
I'm jealous that you don't have the manhood to hit your girl.
Oh, please. If I fucking hit Alex, she would fuck.
Jared beats the shit out of his girl.
What?
Yeah.
He didn't say that. Is
chainsaw. Baseball bats.
Is that correct? I got to tell you, I'm digging the medium coffee. It stays the perfect temperature. Yeah,
medium coffee is a better idea. They still, the black girl that I liked isn't there anymore.
No, you still didn't clear that up. Is it the black girl that works
there? Not there. I'm thinking about changing bagel places.
She's the black girl that works there that you like, right?
Sure. The black girl that I liked that worked at Market
Grace. He said liked. Like, no. Do you have one black girl?
We used to talk about stuff. I'd show her pictures of my baby in case she wanted to babysit and get her citizenship or green card or something.
But now.
She's not there.
Did she get fired?
Probably.
Who would fire someone and not tell people what happened? That makes no fucking sense. I'm sure they made it abundantly clear why they fired the
person. Other girls didn't like her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Why?
You know.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
She would run the cash register, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know anything you're talking about.
She would, you know, be around the money, and the other girls would have to get the coffees. And being around the money makes you feel, like, more powerful, even if you get paid the same.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you're stealing money, like in Monopoly?
Then you'd probably get fired.
So you think that's what happened?
No.
So we're all caught up then. So here's what we've learned. We're behind the Line of Duty cigar guy. And you spent the night beating the shit out of your wife. Would have called for a nice cigar. So she's fine with it.
Feel like our relationship is better. I'm going to pay for her to get her hair done, just in case.
What, to cover the... But that contributes to the cycle, you said.
Yeah, it's not like buying a gift. It's something for her.
It's a service more than a gift.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you look a little better when the cops show up. I can't have you looking all haggard and run down. Yeah.
What are the cops going to do? He smacked her on the ass. What are you going to do?
Maybe, are you going to talk about it on stage?
I think so. Do you think I should? You seem genuinely shocked.
I'm not. There's nothing. No, I feel like I'm a bad person because I'm like, no matter what you do, I'm like, you're fucking awesome. I don't know why that is. I have to stop that.
I mean, I didn't feel good about it initially.
You hang out with me less because I'm too big a fan.
I didn't feel good initially, but my wife enjoyed it because it made her feel feminine.
Right. Why did it make her feel feminine?
Sharia law. And
it made her feel Iraqi, I would imagine.
So, it was a great thing for everybody. Am I going to do it again? Sure. Today? Maybe. But, you know, these are all just...
You should ask your therapist and be like, hey...
Should
this continue? Because I honestly feel like we moved... When I
feel
drove,
at peace. Right? I'll tell you that. I don't feel like I want to do it anymore. I did it once. And it'd be great if you were driving.
You sure look like you want to do it again.
If you were driving and instead, if she's yelling and you could just open the door and shove her out.
How about this?
Driving.
How about this? You're having rough sex and you do it. Try and sneak one in.
Sounds good.
Just asking.
I don't like that because she, no, she gets rough with me when we do sex and my asshole gets all torn up.
What happened?
Huh? I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Aaron Berg, everyone. See, that's all. I feel
my
like
shoes are loose.
They're fantastic. Oh, yay, the guest is in studio. I thought we had another stupid call or something. Oh, it's going to be a fun fucking day. Hey, everyone. Hey, everybody. There you go. That's a nice little right out of the gate with our buddy Aaron Berg.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, buddy. How are you? You in there now?
Yeah. Waiting for my wife to text and say everything's okay. I haven't gotten that
I'm sure
yet.
Everything you did is... You know what you're doing, buddy. You know.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to smack someone in the ass, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I never did, and I have a feeling had I, maybe I would still be, you know, in that relationship, but
yeah,
pretty happy where I am.
Breaking news.
Hey, buddy.
It's just in, Gina.
Legit news guy. Oh, it's just like we never, it's like you were never even gone.
I was gone.
You were gone. We know.
I was selling Nissans in Texas.
Which didn't work out. And
did not work out, not one iota. Back
no, you
here,
killed,
got my FCC card reapproved.
You killed a guy.
Smacked Dottie around last night.
Did you really hit her in the ass?
I did indeed.
Now, Dottie is an old school kind of gal.
Yeah,
I would think
that's
she
correct.
Likes it.
And she's got a baby in her for us, so I'm hitting for two.
Now, how far along is she? 3-4 months?
12 months.
12 months. That is 4 months. No, that's 3 months. 3 months. Math. Hmm? Sorry. That's math. I tried to do math without enough whiskey and or coffee.
She's a little overdue. We're still waiting.
No, no, no. It's normally...
No,
the first time's like
cervix is
or...
supposed to dilate 3 meters.
No, no. The first pregnancy is usually 39 to 40 months, if I'm correct.
39 to 40 months.
Yes. The first 4 pregnancies with me have been a week and a half. And then down the chute.
Real quick.
Really quick. Yeah, real fast.
Done.
Real fast. It's
she's big now. I mean, she's putting on a little bit of baby weight.
Some LBs.
Before, she was 126.
Right.
Now she's 532.
Are you sure she's pregnant and doesn't have a tumor? Like, I've seen people that they remove tumors that are like the size of, like, you know, a small golf bag.
She's got to gain another 64 pounds.
Is she giving birth to a baby pachyderm? Is
no, she wants to be on a show called My 600-Pound Wife.
It's life.
Hmm?
It's my 600-pound life.
What is? Mine.
The show that your gal Dottie apparently wants to be on.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Well, there's big news happening apparently between Texas and here.
Right.
A gentleman, friend of yours, stopped by. We thought he was on his way back to New York, but not so much.
No?
Stopped and opened up a new business. I'm going to patch you through to new guy who's going to patch you through to Garrett, who's going to patch you through to Oreo.
Ori O'Connor.
Patching.
I got to read that book. It's all, hey.
Hey.
Hey, new guy. How was your night?
Pretty bad.
What'd you do?
Got sick.
What'd you get sick? Did you get, like, food lodged halfway through your trachea and you had to throw it before you could? Aaron,
yes.
You're on camera. I hope that's not his learning hand. What'd you get sick on?
Ice cream. I ate too much ice cream. Gave me diarrhea.
I like the new guy. Berg does that sometimes. Now, Aaron, we can still see Aaron. It's not like you're turned away from the camera. We can completely see you. Completely. I see. Okay. All right. Back to you, new guy. So you're good, though, after the ice cream scare?
I feel so much better.
What kind of ice cream was it?
Ben and Jerry's. The Tonight Dough.
Aaron, you're not
it
fooling
was really
anyone.
Good.
You're not fooling anyone, Aaron. You're not fooling anyone. What are you, Aaron? We can see you. Aaron. Yeah, we see you, Aaron. We see what you're doing. All right. What kind of ice cream was it?
It was called the Tonight Dough.
You deserve to get sick for doing anything that would draw attention or further Jimmy Fallon's career. You understand?
No, it's the other guy, Stephen Colbert. Colbert.
Okay, I'm glad you threw up.
I should have.
Can we just, Aaron, just, could you patch me through to Garrett so Aaron can pick his fucking nose, for God's sake?
Who's that?
Garrett, the guy that's not Aaron.
Garvin?
The only other guy, there's three of you in there. What?
Gargamel?
Yes, the guy with the Smurf on the far end eating an egg. Hey, Garrett. Is everyone just, it's not Thursday, God. Now, are you, Aaron, we can see you. Aaron, you're in both shots. All right, now we can't. Garrett, can you patch me through? Garrett,
oh,
over
what's up,
here.
Genie?
Over here, buddy.
What's up, man?
Can you patch me through to Ori? That's what they put you on for.
Aren't you doing a show right now?
Yes, and Ori is on the show. Andrea Baracchi is going to be on a little bit if she doesn't wise up and leave, but Ori is on the show now.
So talk to him.
I can't if you don't patch me through.
I don't have any patch buttons at all.
Okay.
What about the, is the, it's on the screen, Gino.
I don't see anything. There's nothing.
Yeah, new guy's looking at it.
Yeah.
It's right here. I can, I mean, it's been up for a minute.
Yeah, I can see it too, Gene. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
You see it now?
What's that? No. I just see Garrett with a dumb look on his face.
Do you want us to patch you through?
Would you patch me through? Would you be a doll?
I don't know how to use the buttons.
Yeah, just have Garrett do whatever he does.
The boss has a Jaguar.
Did he say please yet?
Would you please patch Thank me you. Through to Ori O'Connor? How was that? Patch I wonder why I drink.
Patching. Gino! What's up?
I don't even know. You don't even tell me what's going on anymore.
I opened a restaurant.
Are you doing hibachi?
Do you want to see my restaurant?
Your hands are ridiculous.
Thank you.
Now you.
It's busy tonight. It's Monday.
How do you like? Let's
a lot of international business travelers.
Okay, can I ask you something? I'm looking at your left hand in this picture. Have you ever had to cook hamburger meat and you've confused the two? Has that ever happened? Like you just start chopping up your hand?
Never happened. I've been on the job a day.
I don't serve
hamburger meat. Only the finest filet, lobster tails, and chicken.
And chicken. Now
you have a choice.
Now where? I don't even know how you do it.
I opened this restaurant. It's wonderful.
Now what's the restaurant called?
I'm going to show you a photo of it.
Oh, I'd love it. Or. He may never come back at this rate. Orihana, it's called.
That's correct.
Now, let me see if I've got this right. Now, what you seem to have done is just, I don't know, you probably saw a TV show and thought it was really cool or commercial, and you went to a Benihana, and you just changed the first four letters to Ori. That's what you did.
Yeah.
Because you like all the noise it makes when you're cooking with two spatula.
Love it. Okay. And I saw a Geico commercial where a guy was doing it, so I was like, I should do that.
And is it me, or are they putting a lot more, and look, I know I'm a supermodel, but are they putting a lot more fat chicks in commercials now?
Sure.
Okay, because that's a pretty big girl.
Hello, welcome, Orihana.
So now
happy birthday to you, chop, chop, chop. Gino, you want to see a video?
I'd love to.
That's my friend. He cook. We just hire him out of a Make a Look program, a prison.
Sure.
Eggs, Gino.
Yes.
Rice. Look the way he chops. And people love to watch it. They feel like they're part of it, even though they're not.
No.
Sometimes what we do is we take a little piece and we flick it at them and let them taste it.
Why are you talking and not Ori?
Huh?
All right, so Ori.
We also have sushi.
Okay, okay.
It's not that good.
Okay.
It's not our specialty. The grill stuff is better.
So what?
A lot of butter, soy sauce. Look at that.
That's just rice, Ori.
White rice.
Now, Ori.
We get it by the bag.
Now, Ori.
You gotta boil it.
Yeah, that, Ori.
A little bit of salt. This guy's great. We didn't think he would be because he had long hair.
Okay, Ori, who sounds like Aaron. Now, you were on your way back from...
Uh-oh, sesame. If you have an allergy, let us know.
By the way, what are sesame seeds? Have you ever seen a sesame tree or a sesame plant?
No.
Why? Okay. Aren't you in the restaurant business? Shouldn't you know that?
Just got into it yesterday.
How long do you think this will last, Ori?
I think it'll be a good time. We're killing it right now. This is the lunch rush, and it's 9 a.m.
Now, let me ask you this. How do you come across, how do you sit there and suddenly get a honey of a deal on a restaurant like this?
It was closed down because of some health issues.
Right.
We just jumped right in.
Did you check to see what those pre-existing health issues were? Ori?
I guess there was some issues. They hired an exterminator, didn't go that great. There was a little bit of a fire a while ago, some water damage.
Right.
But other than that, place was good to go. It came with these grill tops.
Right.
They gave me a list of people that were willing to work. Now, and you can see this woman looks really happy here for her 70th birthday.
The thing about it is, Ori, is a lot of times when it's making a home plate, a lot of times when places are cut down for closed down for medical reasons, like you have to like really sanitize and fumigate them. Sometimes like you go through, have to have a total inspection. Because the thing about diseases are they're living things and they can stick around. So did what is Ori that Ori? Do you have balloons for children there? It sounds like a balloon is leaking. Ori,
can we get some music turned up? And
Ori, it sounds like there's mice. Are those mice or rats? You know what you need? Owls. They will hunt them and kill them. Ori. Owls will hunt and kill them.
All right, hang on one sec. Hey, Garrett, the guy at the host stand. How are you?
Garrett is your host? What are the odds?
Good, Chef Ori.
We have a little bit of problem with the rats and these brown bugs that look like mosquitoes that don't fly.
Ixnay on the rats in front of the people.
Oh.
Can I ask you something real fast, Ori?
Rats backwards is star, and that guy over there is a star chef.
Can I ask you something, Ori? Now, here's the thing. You didn't say, oh, my God, we have rats. You said we have a problem with the rats, as though the rats were there when you got there and you thought they were pets or something or just like, you know, livestock or just something that every restaurant has. You didn't say, oh, my God, we have rats. Ori, you said, and I quote, we have a problem with the rats. And Garrett didn't say, oh my God, we have rats. He said, what's wrong with the rats? As though you took a restaurant, and is it possible that when you bought it, you said, what are these rats? And the guy said, every restaurant has a pack of rats running around it. Is that possible?
That's what happened.
Okay, wait, let me fill you in. You should not have rats in or near a restaurant. You shouldn't. So your question should not be, there's a problem with the rats. Okay. See, he's really not qualified.
I think it'll be fine if we cook louder.
Cook more loudly.
Cook more loudly, everybody. everybody gets one free onion. No worries.
Where they slice the onion, and it's not a good thing.
Doing it right now, Gino. Watch this. Oh, big times. Big times. The lighter wouldn't work.
You should have the lighter. Now, do you
look
think...
Look at that.
Now, how many volcanoes do you think you'll have to make a night to distract people from the pack of rats you have running through the restaurant, Ori? About how many?
I think if we keep the fire going and a lot of smoke, people will pay less attention to the rats.
I think once you see a rat, you can't not see it.
You can't unsee a rat.
No. And you're going to kind of keep looking for a rat the rest of the time. Boy, I will say, those do look delicious.
Yeah.
Hey, Chef Ori?
Yes, Garrett.
I think I found a solution to our problems.
Perfect.
Here we go. Here we go.
All right, Gino, we've got a solution to our problems.
I don't think it's going
to take
work.
You back to the prep area back here.
Are you
going to
pull out? Are you going to pull out one of his teeth? Is that what you're going to do?
Why would I do that?
I don't know. It was just stupid on my part.
All right, here we back. Go. Oh, this is great, Garrett. So what have you got here?
So this is my process. We take all the rats we found.
Yeah.
You know,
give them
saying,
a little bath.
Okay.
You know, it's the only way to remove rat fur.
Yeah.
Oh.
So then, you know, we get the rat fur off.
Oh my God.
Look at all those little guys.
Oh, they look much better when they're dead.
Yeah, they're so much quieter in the water.
No squeaking.
Bad. We, like, you know, pull the guts out and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm, look at that.
Oh.
And then I guess that's it.
Then we just put them on a skewer with some snow peas.
All right. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
No amount of dainty, fancy vegetables are going to make people... You're just going to serve them on a skewer? You're just going to... What are you going to sell them as?
Oh, delicious.
Maybe.
I will take your word for it that they are delicious.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let's get these out there and let's make this a fourth option on the menu.
What are the other three? Not rat?
Shrimp, filet mignon,
shrimp,
chicken, and then this, of course, as... what's his name called it in that movie? Rats. Everybody knows they're the chicken of the Orihana.
Yeah, here's the thing. You can't call it rats if you want. You've got to give it a fancy name, and it will sell. So you got to give it a really... Garrett seems like an idea man. What kind of name would he pitch for that?
Garrett, what would you call these?
Skewer rat.
Skewer rat.
Instead of sewer rat.
I've got an idea for the cucarachas as well.
So here's what you do. You take all the beauty and gamely deliciousness of a sewer rat, and you put a K in it, and you make it skewer rat.
K's make things funnier. It's got hard consonant sound.
Well, in the front, like as Krusty says, cucamonga. That's a funny word.
Gino, I just thought my hand had 8 small shrimp on it.
Did you butcher up your hand?
I did.
I told you that was going to. Look at your hand. It looks like you're just going to throw it on a thing and just start chopping it with one of those metals.
That's correct. Well, come on by Orihana here in Wilmington, Delaware. Orihana.
You're getting so... Ori is within 2.5 hours, right?
I would give it 3 with traffic.
How far is it to Vineland from here? 2 hours?
Yeah, according to you. 4 hours on a Friday.
Sorry about that, buddy.
All right, I got to move on. Me and Garrett, the host here, just killing it business-wise.
No, you're killing rats at the business, which isn't wise. There's
All
a big
right.
difference.
Lovely. You got a big guest today.
Yes.
Why don't you move on to that, and then we'll see what other show we got.
Should we bring in the guest?
Please do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful... And I'm pretty excited because I'm a creature of habit, so I'm like, yesterday was a phone, and no, we have her in here. She is the author, well, she's a public speaker. Oh, how do I lose it when you put it right here?
Who's an author?
She does public speaking. How do I?
Ori wrote a book called Ori to Bother You.
I did. I just had
it. Did you read it?
I did. I'm going to read it.
It's pretty cool. He's a busy guy.
She is the founder of the... There you go. Sorry about that, Andrea.
What did she find?
She's the founder of the O School. She's a sexual wellness entrepreneur.
Boom, sex!
Which I think is fantastic. And she's actually... She built a Fortune 500 startup. Let's get her in here. She can explain it all to us. Please welcome Andrea Barica. How do you not love that name? Andrea Barica, welcome, young lady. Come on in. And I see you have a handler as well.
I do.
Be a chatter, young lady. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I saw you walk in. I'm like, that's fantastic. We had a caller yesterday, and callers aren't as fun as much fun as
yeah.
actual guys.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
Why do you seem so cool? I was not expecting that. I thought that you were going to be like really prim and proper and not cool.
Depends on the audience, right?
That's awesome.
I'm not asking for money today, right?
Are you asking for money?
No, I'm good. I'll dress stuff differently then. This is my first in-studio interview. I feel really excited about that.
Wow. Well, if you can handle this, you can do anything, because we're just, awesome. As you can see, pretty much a runaway train, but we seem to enjoy ourselves, and we'll have you weigh in on some topics. But you, I'm reading your stuff, and it's overwhelming, and I mean that in a complimentary way. It's like you're very young, and yet you've done, like, I'm 50.
Gino,
and I'm
don't ask a woman how old she is.
No, I'm saying you're very young.
Tone it down.
You're right.
There's
how much
a woman
do you
here.
Weigh? I'm kidding. That's an old hack joke. But
how
like
old?
I'm 50. I'm working on a second liver and a drinking
problem.
How old
is she?
No, you can't ask. You said
how old?
What's that?
I'm asking you to ask because I don't not to ask.
I guarantee
I'm going to say 23.
I'm 28, man.
Boom!
Yeah.
I went younger.
Yeah, that was a smart move. I was going to say 40. I'm kidding. That's incredible. All this at 28. So you, you're the one that really grabbed me of all the stuff you've done. Well, let's ask you, sexual wellness entrepreneur. Explain that. That's some fancy lingo, young lady.
Yep. Well, turns out there's this massive space between like Planned Parenthood and Pornhub.
Right.
And that was like crazy to me. I built accounting software before this, another sexy industry.
Yeah, which
right?
is a natural common leap. Accounting software. Let me address the porn gap.
Well, it's actually, I feel like I've worked in all things that people are really ashamed about, money and sex. You know, I love the gamut there. I grew up Filipino Catholic, so literally the only thing I was ever
like
taught about
old
sex.
Old school Catholic?
Like old school Filipino, like go to church every Sunday.
Where the nuns yell at you, if you think about
like,
sex, you'll go to hell.
Oh yeah, like your virginity is as flower, and if you have sex, they like fucking crush the flower. You're nothing. You know, I had that.
I
you
have
know?
An erection, right? Not important. All right, go on.
And so the only thing I ever taught about sex was not to have it till I was married. I went on, kind of repressed all that sexuality, which helped me build all those companies and started to just like get obsessed with this problem of like, why didn't the internet solve this?
Did you remain a virgin till very late in life?
Yeah, I definitely was a late bloomer for sure.
Like, I have a question did you go to Catholic school?
For the first couple years of my life, yeah.
Okay, so like this, I heard about Catholic school girls that they won't do sex, but they'll do anal and be like, that doesn't count.
That's Mormons, I thought.
No.
I heard that about Mormons.
It's very common. It's very common. Yeah, Catholic girls, they'll say, you know, Jesus only cares about one hole, but who cares, you know, maybe
really?
He might know the other. Yeah, yeah, I've heard that all. I've heard it all.
Why are you getting, no, she's trying to answer a question. You're getting very excited.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. That just goes to the fact that, I mean, we have to throw that whole idea away. Like, when, you know, especially, you know, young kids, they're like having the least sex ed than ever in the last 20 years right now.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, less than, okay, only half of high schools right now or schools in general are doing sex ed at all. 2/3 of the one that do, absence only until marriage. And so I'm meeting 18-year-olds who like are going to college who don't know anything.
Is this based on the entire country or across the world? You're saying here in
the U.S. This is in the U.S.
Wow.
I just did an op-ed for the New York Times.
Neverland used to have sex ed.
What's that?
Where Michael Jackson lived, yeah. They used to do it there.
Well, that was sexual education as well, but it wasn't the kind that people
That was need. Abuse.
That was abuse. That
okay,
was abuse.
Just verifying. Thanks.
So op-ed piece, New York Times.
Yeah. Just there's so little sex ed going on in the country right now, and
I find that shocking. Like, do you think it's with all that's going on now with, you know, the transgender and like, you know, like whatever the 19 letters are in LGBTQ now? Do you think that's confusing people? It's taking from it because people are so focused on, you know, what your sexuality is that they're not teaching about actual sexuality.
I think the problem is that this country still has this like this really backwards idea that talking to kids about sex will somehow damage them, when we know the opposite is true. We need to talk more. In terms of what you're talking about, I think kids, young kids today are learning more from Instagram and influencers than they are, because they're not talking about it at home.
Right.
They're talking about it at school. You know, where are they talking about it? They're watching porn, right? The average exposure to porn with mobile phones is now like really young, you know, and just think about the time that young kids are getting cell phones. They're like watching porn. And so you've got like no actual sex ed happening, and then a lot of porn, and then, you know,
I never
Instagram.
Even realized that it's so obvious when you say it, but it's like, cause you know, I'm 50. So growing up, like, you know, I was old school, the Mac,
right.
but you're handing a kid access, and I'm sure you could put parental guide, but there's no way they can't find their way around it. So kids are literally walking around with porn in their pocket nowadays. So it makes it almost begs you to learn about sex that way rather than through, you know.
Right. It's like people's ashamed, like their own shame about sex is keeping kids in the dark. And right. like, again, there's nothing wrong with porn. I'm pro porn. Like, you know, there's nothing inherently
wrong
with it.
You're a porn pro? That's amazing. Meaning, she's a porn pro?
No, meaning like, but expecting people to learn about, you know, sex through porn is like expecting people to learn how to drive through like NASCAR. You know, like it's just not what you want. You
Yeah, because those
people,
are pros.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you go really fast
reality.
And just try and get it over with. No?
It's not reality, right? So like literally I'm meeting 18-year-olds and no one's genitals are big enough, no one's genitals are beautiful enough, like the most basic
Mine
things
are.
You know,
show her, Aaron.
and that's what we really need to get away from, because like so many people are, you know, just trial and error.
Right.
I don't know how your first times were, but for a lot of people, it can be really traumatic.
So
I did sex with a girl named Judy when I was 15 or 16, and it was across from
okay.
the grocery store that we worked at, and I put my wang into her vagina, and then it,
close enough.
And then I ejaculated on accident immediately.
It's by accident.
And I didn't want her to know, so I took my wang back and put it back in my pants, and I said, I don't think we should do this. But it was already inside.
It was already done. Now, did she believe that you hadn't done it?
I don't know.
Now, do you think a lot of people are experiencing sexual encounter? That actually happened to him, more or less. Do you think
it was embarrassing? My first time.
Do you think a lot of
was yours?
Oh no, mine was pretty traumatic. The first time I saw a penis, I burst into tears.
We were in the green room, and I was acclimating you to the show.
Yeah, and I was.
You said you were crying because you were so happy, Andrea.
I was also a baby queer, and like the first time I saw like a woman naked, I also burst into tears. Like, so all things were just freak. I just freaked out.
Oh, really? Oh, so
everything
makes
you cry.
Lesbian?
I'm queer. Yeah.
If only Michael was here today. Our stupid. He could ask her if she was. We had an idiot here yesterday. Oh, that's so. The first time you saw a penis, how
I'm
old?
I'm queer.
Well, it was, you know, definitely in my younger years. I had my first kind of
queer.
You know. Partner when I was younger, and
you were a cop.
No, her sexual partner.
Yeah,
never gets old to me.
And you know, I'd never seen porn before, and I'd never been exposed to anything. I had a really strict parents, so like my
where did
dad
you grow up?
Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah,
I'll talk slower. I'm kidding. It's thank you.
Hang on 1 second, Andrea. I got to take you through real quick. The beep 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 beep. Breaking news. Take you live now to Egg Watch.
This is just a thing we do on the show. Garrett eats an egg every day. He ate it with 2-3 days ago with some kind of super hot sauce.
It's the second egg of the day.
Which is just absolutely ridiculous.
Andrea, are you an egg eater?
I love eggs, yeah.
What about meat? No pescatarian foods, fish?
All the things.
Favorite date night food to eat with your partner?
Oh, damn. I love a good, pizza,
You ever have skewer rat? We can take you down to Wilmington, Delaware after this. They do a really good rat.
Have you ever had rat? Most exotic
food.
I
have not had rat, no.
Dog, cat?
No.
Rabbit?
I have had rabbit.
How was that?
Really nice.
Rabbit not gamey?
Not the one I had. It was well prepared, I believe. Yeah.
What are you elk? Doing in there? What are you doing in the green room
bison.
There, Andrea? There you go.
Oh, what's
Andrea,
up?
Eating the there,
oh,
there
eating
you
it.
Go.
I'm
doesn't
eating.
Work. Doesn't work. I don't even want to know what you're doing to that.
Penetration.
Yeah. See, he's making it sexual for you. That's fantastic.
I was gonna say.
Stop.
Back to you, Gene.
Thank you, and that's Egg Watch. All right, so let's get to, so first time you see the penis.
Yeah, totally just
how old, out. If I may ask?
I was like almost 18. Yeah.
Okay. Now you're in college at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you graduate college in like 2 years? You seem like you're very intelligent, one of those.
I did graduate at 20.
You there can't you just say that because she's Asian.
No, I didn't. Is it because you're Asian? She's Filipino. That's not the same.
It is. Excuse me, kind
is that
of.
The same?
Not really.
How old
no.
were you when you had your quinceañera?
Oh, that's I think a Mexican tradition in the Philippines. We do a debut at 18, but I opted out. I did not want to do one.
Oh, debut?
Debut, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
you get behind a wall and your friends all come and you poke your head out and go, debut!
There's
go.
Lots of karaoke. You have to sing.
Are you serious?
It's what, like I was.
Why
I opted
didn't
out.
You do a debut?
Oh, I don't know. I wanted to.
Excuse me. You know what a debut is, or are you fucking with me?
Yeah.
What is it?
There's a lot of karaoke.
All right, back to you.
Your friends have to sing. Like, you bring your friends in. They have to sing. It's like
but what is the
sings.
When you're done your debut, what are you then?
You've entered society. You're a marriageable woman now. Like,
you
yeah.
You said your debut?
Yeah.
Is that like, so it's like a Filipino quinceañera.
Yeah, yeah, but it's at 18 instead of 15.
So you wait. Okay, so now you're like, so did you know you were a lesbian before you saw the penis?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that when you're like, now I'm sure.
Yeah, actually, I was caught with a woman when I was about 14, and my parents like really freaked out. And the next year, I was like, "All right, I'm straight. I can do this." And so I like went
it's
out.
It's amazing
and,
how yeah. organized religion just it's so backward ass and stupid. Did they try and reprogram you? Did they try and do that one?
They didn't have to. Like, I just they kind of said things like, "Hey, like you can be gay, but you can't sleep in the same bed as your little sister anymore." Like, just they were just. Backwards around, and they've
I'm
apologized.
Gay, I'm
like,
not Michael Jackson,
yeah,
Mom.
They didn't know how to handle it. They just were completely unprepared
so
to handle it.
All of this
it.
Is yeah. inside you, if, right. if I may, and you're channeling it into God. Obviously, education and your career, right. and you started a couple Fortune 500 companies. You started the accounting firm. I forgot the name. What is
Indianero.
It? Indianero, which is yeah. Spanish from in money.
In the
right?
money, right? Yeah.
So, what is the impetus for you going from you've got a successful accounting firm? You're like, I've got to address the whole sex thing.
Well, I was dealing with my own sexual shit, you know? Like, I was 25 before I was comfortably out of the closet.
Have you ever been with a dude?
I have, yeah,
just
yeah.
Just to make sure and all
yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, nah, not my cup
I'm
of tea.
I'm kind of into all of it. Like, I don't really, but...
awesome.
You know. But,
that's just wicked, bro.
Right now,
no rules. No
just...
guidelines. I want to see some action out there.
Because, like, the key is, like, now I just accept who I am. I accept what I like. I accept what I desire.
You have,
like,
a, very,
you
have
know.
A very confident, positive energy about you. I'm not trying to sound like something... But you obviously do. Go on.
Yeah, and so I think that part of the reason I went from accounting software is because I was building these internet companies, and the internet should have solved this problem already, right? Like, there's porn on the internet, and there's, like, medical stuff, but there isn't stuff for people like me who were, like when I was starting to open up on my sexuality, this wasn't anything out there, and I literally had started multiple companies before I could, like, see myself naked. That's fucked up, right? Like, that shouldn't be the case, and so I do this so that people don't feel ashamed about, like, the things they like.
You felt
sexuality.
Shame, like, looking at yourself naked?
Yeah. That's, you know, I mean...
That's a mistake.
Were you fat?
A little bit, but I think like most of it, and I think that I was still, you know, getting lots of attention from all genders all the time. Like, it didn't
mostly
really,
black guys though.
Everybody, I think, that all bodies are beautiful and can experience pleasure. Like, I think that one of the things that women grow up thinking is that they have to be hot to have pleasure and sex.
Yeah. And that would be correct. That is correct. Listen to her. I'm kidding. Thank you for laughing at that. Like, her sister's not like, oh my God. You're like, okay, he's being an idiot. Go on.
Yeah, no, like I one of the things that I just tell people, men, women, like all genders, people who come in different bodies, right? People with like differently abled bodies, all these things, is that you can have pleasure. Like, we should teach people about masturbation because it like helps them throughout their whole life. It's like, it's free. What things are free anymore in life, you know?
And this is what you do when you do your public speaking engagements and stuff?
Exactly.
Now, what is this O School? This is exactly what you're talking about there. Exactly. Where, because I was reading, I actually had Garrett printed
up. So masturbation is a good thing. Because I rarely do it anymore. Because I'm married.
When's the last time you jerked off?
So long ago.
You really don't now that you're married?
No. Go back to the interview.
You know, the microphone's on in there. You get it. You're doing great. You know, the microphone. All right. So just ignore them. They're making Benihana. So seriously. So you, what is the, so you're like, I'm founding this thing. I'm going to call it the O School. And I'm just going to go around and teach people that orgasms are good things. I read that. Excuse me, 1 minute. Can you turn, mute it? They're fine. It, like, you're doing that well. So you're like, orgasms are good things. I read this thing called the orgasm gap. Explain that women are more likely to orgasm with other women than with men. Is that correct?
Yeah, the other way to put it.
That is the clippiest of clippiest notes.
Well, I love going around and telling, you know, especially like the dude investors that I have to pitch all the time, that right now they're, you know, people know about the wage gap.
Stop you 1 sec. Investors. So you're getting people to invest.
Yeah, we are, you know, we build technology and we like have investors who've invested in any of other major tech platforms.
Are you sold? How much?
Let her finish the pitch, Spanky.
Okay.
So everyone knows about the wage gap, right? But right now, straight women are having the fewest orgasms of any other group.
Right.
Right. Like, in you, they basically, every 100 times that a straight man has sex, 95 times, like, he'll have an orgasm. But if you look at the data, like, women are having, like, orgasms, you know, much, much less.
False. 60, my wife 65. Orgasm 2 times every time I 1 time.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is that because
every time I 1 time?
He evens me out.
Yes.
Because I go 2-0.
Is that because she's...
Good for you for helping close this gap, but right
my
now
wife
that's
does,
not the case.
She'll rub
the world.
Her clitoris while my wang is inside of her, and then I will do sex. And then sometimes
talking?
If I come too early, then I quickly. Do fingers. These two, Ren and Stimpy, and I put them in. And I finger her, and then I do it even when my cum is in there, so I don't complain.
No, so you're an able lover, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want her to enjoy pleasure.
Well, I think you said the magic word, like, over 2/3 of people with pussies need like clitoral stimulation to come.
Yeah.
And so many people don't know that. Like, like, I have a clitoris with me just in case, like, y'all want to.
Oh, you have a Muslim girl's clitoris?
This is a life-size anatomical model of the clitoris, and many medical doctors actually don't know that.
Can we zoom in on that, Garrett? Like,
Gina, where did she cut this clitoris off?
I've never seen
it. I've 3D printed it. So this is what you
see.
That's
a 3D printed clitoris?
Yeah, so outside.
She's got money.
My wife's is purple from me hitting it.
Helping her.
Lucky her. So this is the little nub that you see externally. Everything else is inside. So
nice. What are the two things? Her bowls?
Yeah, so this actually attaches to the pelt, to the pubic bone inside the body, and it swells. It's like the nipples or the penis. It's erectile tissue. It gets bigger when you get turned on. And so when, yes, there you go.
We get it. That's incredible. May I?
Yes.
All right, we get it. Oh my God. So
that's the average size in the human body. It's 10 centimeters.
Gina, that's a clitoris. No.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, and it even has
you have to stimulate it for a woman to have pleasure.
I understand that. So what are these things again?
Clitoris.
That's the bulbs of the clitoris. It's just one structure. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But they're inside. And so sometimes when you're eating a chick out, you press down on that.
And we actually have animations on the site that show exactly where it's oriented in the body.
Right.
And how it goes, you know.
So basically, am I wrong to, and I'm going to just, I usually am. Thank you, Aaron. And so you're just, you're giving, what's the difference between you and just sex education classes?
So it's just a resource, right? So sex ed, first of all, happens in person. So if you're born in a state that has it, great. But if you're born in a state that doesn't cover it, like, you're kind of out of luck. And right. that's why we build it online. And we create a place where it's safe to learn about sexuality, pleasure, masturbation, like anything that you would want to know. But we do it in a way that doesn't won't judge you, shame you. And we don't have any sort of nudity because most people, like, we're not trying to turn people on. There's enough porn on the internet.
Right.
Right? What people need is, like, how to have an orgasm after you have a baby, how to have, you know, a dating experience with a trans person when you've never done that before. Like, all these kinds of things. That's what also doesn't get covered in sex ed. Sex ed doesn't cover consent a lot of times, pleasure.
Cover what?
Consent, pleasure.
What's that?
What is it?
Well,
I'm kidding.
People want hot things to be done to them,
right.
And we just want to, and we just like help people. So, for example, for consent, we teach it through certain tools. So, we have a tool on our site that's an orgasm order form.
I get consent using a handgun. That's a tool, right? Thanks for getting that going.
We actually have an orgasm order form. You know, you can go to Whole Foods and order a sandwich and be like, "Yay, lettuce! No tomatoes! No onions!" Like, we created that, but for orgasm ordering,
really?
Yeah, to help people because consent's not just like a, you know, go no go kind of discussion. It's like a, hey, I want you to do all these hot things, but not these hot things. And what kind of hot things do you want? It can be a really hot discussion, and we try to bring that in.
Ah, okay. So you're also going through like enabling a conversation, which is actually, you know, like a very sexy part of
sexual communication.
Stuff.
I mean, consent's part of that.
Now, are you?
Yeah, consent's a big thing. I read about it. It's huge now. Consent, like written consent or just verbal.
So consent is like
if they're wearing a mini skirt, that's consent.
Not exactly.
No, it's not.
I think people kind of think the consent has to be this like scary kind of boner killer discussion, but yeah. It's like the same thing that people kind of get like barriers. Like we teach people to use condoms and like condoms are sex toys. Like once a condom comes out, like you should be excited. It means it's going down.
Gino said he's allergic to them.
I'm too old to use a condom now. I really am. Come on.
Yeah, well, we need people to use them. STIs are an all-time high right now.
Are they really?
See, an all-time high.
AIDS is no longer a threat.
Well, there are new like prevention measures like PrEP and things like that. However, like we really do encourage people to like get hot about barriers.
Lenny Dykstra says you just take 5 times the daily dose of amoxicillin every day, and you can't get an STD.
That's what he said.
And he's a genius. Why should I listen to you, a chick who graduated at 20 versus Lenny Dykstra, a guy that was in jail and knocked his teeth out? I'm kidding. Go on. So
I couldn't see myself naked till very late. So and there's only so much credibility.
I'm being stupid.
All right, Andrew, we have a game show prepared for you, and this is called Sex Toy or No Sex Toy.
This is good. You ready?
Fun. Yes, let's do it.
You said condoms can be utilized as sex toys in the gay community. And that Gino should use pulling out. Now, yep. I will present to you what I call the purple thurple. And you
You're
tell me.
You're just making, okay.
Definitely a sex toy.
Now, what would you do with the, why is one part go out and one part goes in?
Well, let me see. So there's definitely like a penetrative part so that someone can penetrate someone else. But that looks like a nice little anal toy that can go in. It doesn't, I think they see a flared base. So sometimes some, like, I don't know. I don't know how it can be oriented. It could be penetrative too for person who's fucking. But yeah.
Why is Garrett's shipping address in the lower right hand corner of that picture?
All right. Now.
Not important.
Sex toy or no sex toy?
Oh my goodness. For a couple. Yeah. It sounds like that's a sex toy. Yeah.
It says it says female masturbation right in the picture. You guys really are mailing this one in.
Sex toy or no sex toy?
They're all sex toys.
Didn't they use that in the movie Seven?
that is a baseball
really? Is
bat.
Is that what you were setting up? Is that a sex toy?
You could use a baseball bat for so many sexy things, though. Like, you could do a lot of things. So that's definitely an anal toy because it's a flared base. So it's important when you put something in your ass.
Flared,
it's a flared base.
Base,
so
base, can't get base.
Lost. Wanted to
get
go
lost.
All the way
yeah,
through.
Yeah, yeah. Guns are not my kink, but, you know, no.
But that
y'all kind of people's yum. I don't know what someone could do.
There you go.
This is a samurai sword. That could be hot in a role play this scenario.
At this point, you're going to realize they're just going to start laughing at the pictures. But it's fun. They really enjoy it. That looks terrifying. That's a sex toy?
Looks like a sex toy to me.
What is up with the base?
So it can be used anally. I mean, it's flared. At least
well,
it's
they're
flared.
Showing sex toys. Here's
just seems like you want to put everything in assholes.
A lot of people do. It's important. Oh, a shoe, like a nice checkered shoe. Yeah, that could totally be used as a sex toy.
How could that be used as a sex toy? Like, I believe you, but how?
Oh, you could like smash someone's face with it. Someone could kiss all over it. You could do like
someone
could
piss all over it.
Yeah, you could do so many things. I mean, again, my whole thing is don't yuck people's yum. Like, if like
don't what? Don't yuck people's yum?
Don't yuck people's yum, you know? Like,
have you ever heard the one about if you dip your toe into the river of iniquity, you'll soon be bathing in it and drown? You ever heard that one?
No.
Okay, no one has. No one has. I know I read it somewhere. It might have been a bad fortune cookie. I already lost my place on that. Oh, here's my question to you. Pegging, gay or not gay? If I'm with a chick, and this hasn't happened, but like if a chick wants to peg a dude and the dude lets her, is that gay or not? And I don't mean it like, is he gay? I mean, is that gay or not? Your thoughts on that?
I think that all play is play and that people with different bodies want to do lots of things to each other and doesn't have anything to do with their orientation. Same with fantasies. Like, I got guys come to me all the time being like, I love to watch gay porn, but I don't want to have sex with men. I'm like, then that just is what that is.
Right.
So, no, I don't think it
needs to be. Because when I'm watching porn, I need to see, like, and the, like, if I see a penis and it's ugly to me, I'm like, oh, this porn is ruined. Like, I can't watch a woman suck on an ugly penis. Is that like, that's normal, right?
All right, we found what you were looking for.
I don't even know who that is. There
legit
you go.
Legit news guy. There's the shoes.
There you go.
Oh, see?
Now, if you want more of this,
ooh,
go to
Daddy Likey.
Go to Converse Fucker. That's an actual website. So, yeah, there is.
All day I dream about
told
sex.
You, I feel really vindicated.
Now, how does that turn someone on?
Dropping a hot slash on my sneaks.
So you're saying don't yuck someone's yum.
There's the magazine
yum.
I read when I shit. I feel give like, it behind the heater.
You know, you. I think everybody.
Hey, Gene.
Excuse
you
me.
You feel like going for a stroll? Put your shoes on.
No, legit news guy. Oh, my God. What were you saying?
Dropped a hot slash. Your sneaks smell like asparagus.
Asparagus.
Ah, there you go.
That
pour that
really...
piss in that shoe.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's the weirdest kink someone ever, like, confided in you? Not confided, because I'm not asking you to, like,
I literally just told you not to yuck people's yum, but I will talk about some really interesting and unique, because I think curiosity is
don't yuck
makes...
up my yum,
don't
man.
Yuck people's yum. Like, some people really like that. Some people...
If you dip your toe into the river of yuckity. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
I think that... I love the very elaborate role-playing things that come at me. And by the way, like, I think it's awesome. I think we should be curious and excited about the things that turn people on. Because, like, the more things that turn people on, like, the better. I think that's awesome.
Like,
as long as it's not hurting anyone.
If you smack your wife on the ass really hard, like, on the way up, you're really getting into it. And it's a little aggressive. Like, is that, like, kind of kinky or is that kind of violent?
Depends if she wants it. It's really simple. If she's
if she
cool with that,
say she wants it. But the way she's acting, she obviously.
Well, in long-term relationships, sometimes you kind of get to know your partner, right? So if you kind of know, right? Like you kind of get to know it, and so that's enough. But yeah, some women really love to get manhandled and like to be treated
and
that
is
way.
Is it possible sometimes if you're too good a person, you'll worry too much about it and think maybe you shouldn't have done it? But deep down, you
at the end of the day, you got to respect that person's desires, right? There's a lot of people who want things that may not be like okay to want. Like a lot, you know, there's people who are so super feminist who are like, I can't watch the porn I want to watch because I say, you know, there's ways to find the things that we like. And no, it doesn't mean that, you know, there's no act that's singularly like good, not good. Or like, you know, and talking about like the weird things, like people who like to role play and, you know, be puppies or role play and be Harry Potter or role play and do, you know, all these fun things. I always just like clap them as long as everyone's consenting in the room, like have fun. Like
that said, weirdest kink you ever heard? Some of the weird ones.
Oh, my God.
I pissed off my roommate's Adidas.
That's a website.
I've heard, I mean, again, like I've heard people who want to dress up as Godzilla and crush things. And I'm like, that's awesome. I've also heard people like say, I love you.
Crush
during
that puss, am I right? All right, go on.
I also heard those people who say, I love you during sex. I'm like, that's kinky to some people. You know, like there's a lot of
gross.
Gross. Kidding. I think that like what's, I feel like the weirdest thing that I get actually are when people who actually think that what they like changes what kind of person they are.
Right.
You know, it's like they think that like the role they play. So for me, the weirdest thing is I'll get people saying really normal things like, hey, like I kind of want to, you know, they'll come up to me like they're telling me like the deepest, darkest, dirtiest thing. And it ends up being like totally normal.
Right.
Shocks me more than someone who's like, ooh, like, you know, people used to sit on me when I was a kid. And now like all I want to do is be human furniture. I think that's beautiful. I think that's an awesome kind of
because they've turned some
thing.
Weird thing that goes on in their life. We had a guy on last week whose parents deadbolted him in his room as a kid and made him stand in the corner And now he's a billionaire architect because he said he would sit in the corner and stare at the walls and see specks in the paint and be like, if I fix this house, I can fix my parents' marriage. And he just turned, maybe that's more of an obsession, but he turned it into his like life's work.
My parents are proud of me.
He went to a shrink and he had to ask his parents if they were proud of you.
Wow.
Proud of them. Now, your parents are proud of you, correct?
They are now, yes.
What do you mean now? Like there was some touch and go stuff? Before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 10 years of fighting with my father, but now he's building me a giant clitoris. My mom, like, helps mail out the sex toys. Like, they're just really supportive because they needed it. Like, my parents now are like, we needed old school when we were
When your
like,
father
18.
Trained Ralph Macchio to fight the guy.
No, that's a different guy, and Mr. Miyagi wasn't Filipino.
Oh, I got to Google another question.
So would you, if I can just try and take it down to the very crux, the orgasm gap, that's your big thing. That's what the O school is trying to confront.
Our big thing is erasing sexual shame in the world. We think the world would be a better place if people weren't ashamed of who they are, what they like, what they don't like, you know, that's really what it is. And the orgasm gap just shows that right now, like, there are lots of people who are having sex and their pleasure isn't really, like, doesn't really matter. And I think that is different.
Just happens. Keep going.
Oh God. Gino!
What?
We have a new game.
I Googled what her dad was making.
Yeah.
A giant clitoris.
Oh, boy. You ready
it's
for this?
It's a giant model of this guy.
Andrea, yes. Tell me dick or clit. I can't look. Go.
That is not what I was talking about. My father's building a 30.
First of all, what is your father doing with that lollipop, Andrea? Right now, Andrea's like the thing. Oh, your sister's like, did you ever see, remember, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, that's not her father's model. Did you ever see, and I'm sure you get that a lot, because that's in between. Excuse me 1 minute. All right. Did you remember the, she's dead now, but the pro wrestler China, like she made a porn and like she, Garrett, when he's done having a seizure, can you bring up, and I'm not trying to be gross, can you bring up China's clitoris?
Lollipop, lollipop,
we're not doing that.
Lollipop, lollipop,
like, and I'm sure a lot of people have this, like she had a clitoris that looked like a tiny penis.
Lollipop.
She had a tiny penis as a clitoris. Can you get a shot of that, Garrett? Garrett?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So I'm guessing, like, that's kind of like where you meet a lot of gray area with your, with I guess, clients or people that come up. He's having something removed. That, like, the gray area, like, these people that, like, well, that sounds wrong, but the people that, like,
sorry,
kind of in between. You know what I mean? Like, because when you, did you find it yet, Garrett?
I feel better now.
Sir?
Ah!
I'm not making this up. That is China's, that is a woman's clitoris.
Andrea, clitoris or penis?
It's a beautiful clit. They come in all shapes and sizes. And.
But don't you think that's like halfway... Are you... Bill had a very rough night. He had a very rough night. You okay, buddy? Take some doers.
Morning's coming up at 10:30.
Okay, morning at 10:30.
Andrea, it looks like a penis.
Yeah, I think that lots of genitals look different. And I think like porn has made this illusion that there's one type of genital, and there's not.
Like porn star sex
looks like a mini shrunken up version of my penis.
I think that there's just like a certain representation thing that like lots of like pussies come in all shapes and sizes, and so do dicks. Like they look different.
I'm about 5'8". Nothing. All right. We should have given her a safe word before she came on. We good so far?
That would have been nice.
Oh, God.
So
God,
that's basically God. What you're good. So I'm that's better. Basically what you're saying.
Sorry, Andrea. It's just I don't see a lot of stuff like this.
He sees it all the time. All right. So that's it. So it's the O-Dot School.
Yes.
And you're you do public speaking and you're bringing sexual awareness all over the country.
Absolutely. It's super fun.
Now, is there a website? We know your the Twitter. What would you want to plug here?
Yeah, we're o.school. That's the whole URL, and you can.
So really, go to o.school.
Yeah,
that's you can do o.anything.
Do you know what the o stands for?
What's that?
The O stands for.
She's like, oh my God, what was I thinking? The O stands for orgasm. Correct. That's right.
Boom. Okay.
Anything else?
No, it's been fun, and yeah, like don't yuck people's yum, guys. This is really awesome.
I like that. That's my new saying. I'm gonna do that tonight when I come in my wife's mouth.
And I was watching. Oh, there you go. No, I was watching
don't yuck
the video.
My yum.
Yeah, that was the video I was watching. No, I didn't watch the What is a Clitoris. I was watching the Orgasm Gap one where you have the two dudes. I thought that was Amy Poehler.
Is this your partner?
That was just the awesome actress we brought on.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Did you try, though?
How long? Yeah, so you're in a relationship now?
I'm not.
Oh, you're not? Waiting. Oh. What's the longest relationship you've been in since you came to grips, God forgive me, since you embraced the whole, you know, lesbian thing?
Oh, wow. Since that, well, my longest relationship was 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So,
and what happened
down.
There?
We went our separate ways, but we still love each other a lot.
Of course, mm-hmm. because you're focused on your career.
Clitoris equals door tender. What does your career have to do with love, Gino?
Yeah, clitoris is Greek for door tender. Yeah.
You guys still talk, mm-hmm. you and your ex?
Yeah, we do.
If you were to get married, would you invite her?
Yes,
that's
I would.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I still talk to my exes, but then I have to delete all the messages so my wife doesn't find them.
Do you really do that?
Yeah, because I'll be like, I miss you. Come back to me.
yeah, you should delete
those. What are you doing?
Though.
I live closer than ever. I'm in this fraudulent marriage. I would love for you to come back to me. You are my first and only. Gotta go. Wife came into room. Talk tomorrow. Delete, delete, delete. Delete, just deleted wrong messages. I forget what date I am at West Side Comedy Club. Could you please email? I deleted a message erroneously.
So you're deleting just messages willy-nilly just to be safe?
Yeah, just so that you don't get caught.
Where's your next big public engagement, speaking engagement?
I'm actually speaking at TED. Unplugged.
Oh, you do TED Talks?
The Unplugged stage next week in Vancouver. So
oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to.
I would imagine you do a lot of public speaking with this.
Gino, you're in trouble. You did a podcast last week. This girl came to show.
Oh, there you go. This is the lovely. How are you, young lady?
I'm good. How the fuck are you?
It's fantastic.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I know you. You taught my kid sex ed, didn't you?
Andrew Marika.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. You are amazing.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
You're amazing. You're on. I just came by to say hi.
You're on the morning show next.
Yeah, I am on Bill's show.
Introduce yourself.
Do I do it in the? Yes.
Hi, Raylan Casper White here.
Yeah.
Oh my, I look, you know, standing next to you, I don't look as hot as I usually do, but I can swing it. I have a podcast, X-Ray, X-R-A-E. You can check it out at www.xraepod.com. And I have a show tonight, so maybe you all can come. 8 p.m. Stand Up New York.
Stand Up New York, and we did your podcast.
You did, you guys were fucking brilliant.
Me and Berg, that was a great time. Yeah. There
I
you
did.
Go. And if you have any questions about your sexuality, Andrea Barica. Yeah,
Andrea Barica. Me. Okay, is that Filipino? What is it?
It is, exactly.
You nailed that. How did
yeah,
you?
Really?
I apologize. No, it's not at all Italian. It's completely Filipino.
Well, it's Spanish in nature, but they colonized us for a really long time. So, yeah, we all have
Gino,
Spanish
I gotta go to
names.
Therapy and tell my therapist about hitting my wife.
All right, tell us where you're gonna be.
I'll be in Weehawken tomorrow at House of Q, and then all weekend I'm around the city.
There you go.
Love you. Andrea, thank you so much. You were amazing. You.
Simply put, AndreaBarica.com. Stick around. I'll be in New York all weekend. Morning is next with this lovely young lady and the Bill Schultz Show. That's the show. We will see you tomorrow. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you.